Hey, how does my camera look?
Looks amazing.
Can you see my gut?
I can see your sleeves.
The most unprofessional podcast there ever was.
Okay.
Unprofessional.
Are we y'all ready to start?
Some whiskey and be entertained.
No, not yet.
Because the Whiskey Bros are about to make love to your ears.
I'll wait.
Is that right?
Oh, thank you. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Mine.
Pretty sure.
Okay, y'all ready to start now? Yeah. Okay,
boy.
I guess we've started.
Welcome.
I don't like my hair again.
I don't either. That's why I put a hat on.
Why don't you show us
these
your
glorious
hair?
Hats from Virgil Leather Company. Doc, did you get one?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
I already gave it away.
All right.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
What's the word we're looking for? Impromptu.
Dad between humor.
Dad between. No, I don't know what that
is.
What
did he just say?
Impromptu. Is that what
impromptu.
We're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely.
That means like.
Oh, that
cuff.
Is.
Okay. Off the cuff.
Not scheduled, off the cuff.
Off the cuff. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and apologize.
Our fans
in advance
need an explanation.
An explanation. What's happening right now?
Yeah. So basically, y'all went out.
We did go out. We went to Trinity Street.
And y'all called me.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's do a podcast.
Let's do a podcast.
But first, we have to go eat.
Yeah. We did go eat at Trinity Street, which is amazing. We had a big old fat steak and some wine.
And
I've heard it was good.
Well, we did not. I had salmon.
Bread pudding.
And bread pudding.
I heard bread pudding.
They did. They you know, when the Whiskey Bros show up to your restaurant,
you
automatically feel greatness. Walk in and you're like, man, we got a treat, I could totally see that. Yeah, we got to treat these guys.
Yeah.
So red carpet's out.
Yeah. Free water.
So what?
Chicks are already unbuttoning their blouses.
Yep. Blouses. Blouses are unbuttoned.
I believe that one.
Yeah. They brought out everything. Free water for us all night long.
Free water can get.
And
then we ordered a bunch of stuff, and then they gave us complimentary.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
That's right.
Close enough. Yeah,
that was right.
Bread pudding. Oh my God, Doc!
I've never figured out how to actually eat bread pudding after a big meal
with one spoon, two guys.
Oh my gosh,
that's kind of like the old school video we used to watch.
Yeah, we
two girls, one cup.
We
oh my God,
it wasn't to that level.
But okay, do not look that up. Just do not look that up.
I don't know. Are we starting a new? Are we starting a new trend? One spoon.
Two guys, two spoons.
No, we had one spoon.
No, we had two.
Well, we did, but we didn't use the second one because you fed me.
Our waitress.
And then,
we scared her a little bit. She brought two spoons, and he was like, well, we're just going to feed each other. And she was like, tee-hee-hee. And I'm like, you think we're joking?
Yes.
I got to make a little swap of, bread pudding and stuck it right in Savage Bro's mouth.
Hey. Yeah, I've done that.
It's glorious.
I've done that.
We've all stuck something in Savage Bro's mouth. That's right.
Everyone.
Everybody's been up in that hole.
Oh, my gosh. So,
podcast again. Everybody's been up in that hole.
Everybody's been in that hole. Right there, Doc.
Where's mine? I don't have a pen.
It's right here.
No, we have lost.
I dropped my pen.
I'm feeling very unprofessional.
Okay, on the left of the keyboard.
Yep, got it.
Again, we would like to apologize ahead of time.
For the amateurish bullshit you're about to be subdued.
Yes.
With tonight.
That's tough.
And all that fucking mouth breathing, too.
We did eat a lot.
Yeah, bread pudding.
So.
Who the fuck does, like, bread pudding? You know what it is, right?
It's bread.
It's just
sugar.
It's greatness. That's
it's
what
leftover
it is.
Bread right before it goes stale.
It's
and
so
cinnamon.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody was like, this shit's about to spoil. I think I'll add some sugar, some cinnamon, some honey. And
charge people for it.
And here. Oh, my God. We have made something.
Yeah.
Put this
and it was fabulous.
Everywhere.
Mm. So I've already forgot what our episode title was.
Everyone's been in that hole. Everyone's been in that.
And this, you're getting a twofer because we do have another episode coming up the next couple of days. Sunday. Once again, the Whiskey Bros are going over. I don't even know where he's going with that.
Yeah, I think what he's wanting to say and above, is we work so hard for you guys.
We do.
I mean, you don't understand what we've been doing tonight. It's been straight work.
And we have been a marketing meeting for the last 4 hours.
At least. We ate steak, drunk alcohol, played drums, watched videos.
Mm. Yep.
Have you
and talked about the whiskey?
Have you switched that camera angle to Doc?
I have. They have all seen his white arms.
Yeah,
I promise you.
You are a wife beater tonight.
He is, and a black.
I didn't expect to do an episode.
You have some,
and then y'all called and y'all were.
It
like,
makes his
let's
whiteness.
Let's do an episode.
Yeah, this is how they usually turn out good.
That's right. That's right.
As Heath would put it, impromptu.
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 Yes, is that the legit saying?
Yeah, actually is. Good job, bro.
So smart.
So is that gone? The bottle, the High West bottle, gone? Why don't you sling that up there to the camera?
I would like some new.
There it is.
Old fashioned.
It is good.
Barrel finished cocktail. Old fashioned cocktail mix in one.
Yeah.
It's
so
not
what's
bad.
The percentage on this? Like 12%.
86%.
Whoa.
If you're
86 proof.
Yeah.
42%.
That's what I meant to say.
Which is
we'll get it done.
Quite a lot.
Yeah. For a batched cocktail. It'll
you
get
know
done.
What?
Get her done.
Pour me some in there, Doc.
Okay, if you insist.
Hold on, you gotta don't worry. I'll be. Hold on.
I like how when we say pour some in there, Doc, he just gives us the bottle.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody that listens to this show knows Doc does not pour his own.
No.
No.
He has Mexicans for that.
Yes.
Or us.
And if you would like to purchase said bottle of High West Old Fashioned Mix in a bottle.
Ader.
We suggest Ader Liquor.
Ader Liquor, stop.
In Decatur, Texas.
It's actually really good.
Ader Liquor.
And we absolutely made no fucking money by saying any of that.
We sure didn't, Will Carpenter.
No, we didn't.
Or High West. Hello,
we
High West.
We could use some whiskey. I'm just saying.
We were drinking High West before High West was cool. I swear to God.
But,
early days of Trinity Street when we were discovering craft whiskey, that's all they had on the shelf was High West. And we were like, oh,
way
yeah.
Way before
it's
Double
from,
Rye.
It's from Utah.
Yeah. But what we are going to do is we're going to tag High West later on in this video.
Hashtag High West.
I love High West.
I do too.
What was the
hashtag Ader?
Hashtag Ader Liquor Store.
Okay, got it.
Hashtag High West.
Got it.
What was their? Was it the Boo Ray or Boo Rye?
Yes,
Boo Rye. Yeah,
Boo Rye. That was a great one.
Are you sure it was Boo Rye?
Yeah,
Boo Rye. No, are you sure?
No. I know the one you're thinking of. They discontinued it.
I know, but you sure it was Boo Rye? Because
Boo Rye.
That would be Boo Rye Rye.
It had like exactly.
Yeah, it was Boo Rye Rye.
You sure it's not Boo Ray?
No, it was Boo Rye.
No, it was Boo Rye Rye.
It was really good. I don't know. It had a jackrabbit.
Had a jackalope on it. Yeah, but then they had the Yippee-ki-yay.
It was just a jackrabbit.
Oh, that was good too.
Yippee-ki-yay. That was good too. Yeah. Hashtag High West.
Got it.
Yes. I got distracted. Yeah.
You did get distracted.
But it's a good old fashioned High West.
Yeah.
It's a good old fashioned.
It's a good pre-mixed old fashioned.
Yeah. A little cinnamony.
What was the other one?
It'll knock you on the ass.
We were talking about.
I'm just saying.
Whiskey Bros tested and confirmed.
That's a
fact checked.
100% fact checked.
Fact checked.
It will get you drunk.
We do not condone drinking.
Wait, what was that, bro?
What are we not condoning?
What was that, bro?
Yep.
Drinking? We don't condone drinking.
Drinking until.
All right. So, yes, we decided to do a impromptu podcast because we've been talking here lately about. Because
we have no lives.
Well, we have extremely busy lives.
I like my life.
But we work extremely hard.
It evolves around Whiskey Bros.
We pick our listeners over our family so much.
True.
That we sacrifice our time.
When all of us get home, our wives are going to be like, what have you been doing?
Don't wake me up.
No, it's true. It's true. What did I say? I have to go home first. I have to settle the family. And then whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. I'm fair game. So that's just how it goes.
My poor wife cooked dinner, and our kid was being a snot-nosed little brat. And
I'm like, I'm out.
I'm like, I gotta go have dinner with Doc and Heath. Bye.
Yes.
Oh my God. And then all of a sudden you're having 16-ounce ribeye steak.
Yes. Uh-oh. We love you women.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of.
Trinity Street.
Text right now.
Oh God. No.
Oh boy. Oh, this is from earlier. Okay. She's...
You missed it.
What?
It's from earlier.
Yeah,
it's earlier.
No, it just now came through.
You are in trouble.
I just now got it. Don't throw me under the bus, you asshole.
Yep.
I got dirt on you. Don't you dare.
Yeah,
don't
you dare.
That's right.
Apparently everybody does.
So if you listen to our podcast, we have mentioned in the past that we wanted to do a best of.
Yes.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Top 10,
but where we go to the top number ones of different eateries.
So we have a few.
And vote on it ourselves.
We've been researching.
We have been researching.
Yep.
Dedicated to the cause.
Dedicated,
we are.
Yes. Let me. Do we have that up?
I have our list.
Okay, put it on. Camera 4.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know why that's not working.
So if you guys are looking...
Again!
If you guys are looking fail. At the screen right now...
Oh, yeah.
The black screen is not what we're talking about. So I will commentate.
We will have to...
Yes.
So,
please, sir.
We're going to
commentate.
Commentate.
Is that a real word?
I think it
is.
Yes. I don't know if it is.
It is now.
Is this the right one that we want to start with?
Well, it's at the top of the list, bro.
Top of the list. So we're
top restaurant.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do the
no,
top.
No. You have to let Doc say it because he's always like.
Oh,
Giovanni. So
well, let me get
okay,
there.
There's a gate clap.
Yeah. So we're gonna start with the first one here.
Gate clap
is best Italian restaurant around DFW.
How can you say anything Italian and not move your hands? What's wrong with
Italian.
You?
Italian.
There you go.
So around
that's
DFW.
Really good,
I don't know what that means, but around DFW, best or top 10.
I think it means around DFW.
Yeah. Italian restaurants. So we're going to do, I'll tell you what.
It still pisses me off they put D before FW.
Yeah. Dallas, Fort Worth. It should be Fort Worth, Dallas.
Fort Worth, Dallas.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to go, only going to give you the top 5 of the top 10 because it would take too long, okay?
I don't even think we do that. We give like the top 1.
No, let's do the top 5.
Okay, it's Italian. This is not
Italian.
Our tip.
Yeah. So it's Italian. Yeah. So Doc, read us the number 1. And I don't know where this shit came from. I didn't do that much research.
Yes, we did.
Don't lie
to people.
I don't know.
But it's obvious. Like,
take credit for your work.
It's verified.
It is 100% Whiskey Row.
I mean,
verified.
Look at that. They have two different fonts. They have two different font colors, and it's light.
So it's got to be
by
legit.
1,161 people.
It's got 65 comments.
We certainly did not rip off anybody else's work.
No,
not at all.
Okay, so what we're gonna promise to you listeners though that we are going to go to the number one of these top 10 places and give you legit stats.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how long that's going to take, but we're going to do it.
Decades.
Okay. Doc.
No, it's going to like. Next month.
Where's your glasses? Why aren't you wearing them? Doc's got his on. Mine are in my truck.
Remember, it's long distance. Short, I can see just fine.
Okay. I mean,
so we're going
to
go.
The shit to my eyes.
Yes. So we're going to go, Doc, we're going to go with top 5.
People are like on the edge of their seat right now. We are building up so much suspense.
If you're wanting to know the top 10 or top 5, because we're not going to tell you the 10, we'll post this shit for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Top 5 best Italian places.
I couldn't do better than that right there. I mean, that's fucking fantastic.
That
right
was
there.
Definitely like Southeastern Europe, but not Italy.
Yes, no.
Italian.
All right, Doc. Drum roll, if you please.
From the Ukraine.
Number 1. Wait a minute. Do we want to start from number 1 or start from number 5 and go up?
Oh, yeah, good. Go from number 5.
All right, number 5.
I mean, I guarantee this is Italian. None of our listeners have been to probably most of these.
Yeah. Okay, so number 5 best Italian place around DFW is go.
Lucia.
Say that again.
Lucia.
It's Italian.
No, I don't think you say that in Italian. You don't say this.
You say it, cha.
So Lucia.
When you say goodbye to somebody in Italian, you say, ciao.
I don't know.
See you later.
Ciao.
Ciao bella.
Ciao bella.
Yeah.
Okay, Doc, where is Lucia?
Lucia.
Oh, it's in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. Yeah. All right, Doc. Number four. Number four is?
I've actually heard of this place.
All right.
Nunya.
Nunya.
Nunya Business.
And it is also also in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Number three is?
Carbone.
Carbone.
Carbone, Dallas.
Carbone, Dallas. Obviously,
Carbone.
Apologies to any of our Italian listeners.
They'll agree with me. Carbone.
Okay,
so Carbone.
Well, okay. Dallas. This is the one I've been looking forward to. I've been looking forward to this one. Number two best Italian restaurant is
Osteria Il Muro.
And it's where?
That sounded Spanish.
Yeah, it did.
Denton,
Texas.
Okay, right, so that one, obviously the second on the list, we can make.
We can. And I know people
We're going to number one.
I know people who have been to that one.
They say it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
We are only going to the number ones, boys.
Big boners for Osteria your mural.
Yes. So, number one, best all around DFW Italian restaurant is... Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Where is this lovely restaurant?
Rockwall.
Rockwall, Texas. Yeah. I've never heard of this place.
All right. We're going, boys. Yeah. We're going.
Rockwall.
Giovanni.
All right. Okay. Amazing. So,
That was Italian.
Italian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, next up. Nope. We're going to save that for last.
We're going to save that one for last. Ooh, this one's a good one. I'm really interested in this.
God dang, how much research did you do?
Oh, I did some research, boys.
All right, you're going to want to stick around. We've never done this before.
And we may not get to all of them.
We've never done this before. We've never teased anybody, you got to stick around to the end of the episode to find out the Whiskey Bros top 10 of...
No, yeah.
And I mean, bagel shops, dude. No. Like,
dude, bro. We might not even get to that, dude.
Right. Why?
No. Go back up.
No.
Why did you research that?
Hold on.
Dude, look at all of them. Hold on.
Sushi spot? What?
That's why
that's why you didn't return our calls all week.
What do we call our listeners, by the way? That's a good subject.
Whiskey.
You know how like the Taylor Swifties are...
No, Whiskey Peep sucks.
The Swifties are... Or the Taylor Swift people are Swifties.
Whiskies.
The Whiskies?
The Whiskies.
No, that's kind of stupid.
Hey, you know what? We're gonna do a poll on Facebook later on this evening.
Yeah,
y'all are going to tell us what you people are.
Not a poll about OnlyFans. That's currently running.
That's
currently running.
We may put that one on there too.
Okay. So
yeah, what are our listeners called?
Hold on, everybody. Just give me the floor for a minute.
All right.
Please, okay. God damn it, let me have the floor.
Let me talk.
We are saving. We're gonna do the whole top 10. For the best steakhouse last. So if you're one of those people that are like, I'm halfway into the podcast, I'm tuning out. Now you have a reason to listen.
Which we may not. We may not get to that one because there's a lot of top.
But in the meantime, best tie.
Okay.
Keep it in order.
Okay. Top five best tie.
No, I mean honestly, we're not going to do that.
Do what?
I mean. Look, it's all
shut your mouth. We're doing it.
Asian
number five in Dallas, Texas is
Thai.
What is it, Doc?
Moo Mum.
He's not joking.
Moo Mum in Dallas, Texas. All right, number four.
Addison in Addison, Texas.
Addison, Texas.
Worth
all right.
Reading on this.
Number three.
Zenitai,
Plano.
In Plano, Texas.
They're all in Dallas.
All right.
None of our listeners are going.
Number two. This is what I'm talking about.
Katip Thai Street
Just
Food.
Just the tip. Katip Thai Street Food, Carrollton, Texas.
Kay.
All right. Drum roll for Doc.
What an original name.
What is the number one Thai place in DFW?
Two tie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Which is in Carrollton.
All right.
So, two tie.
So the Whiskey Bros will be visiting Two Tie.
We will be going to Two Tie.
There is like that whole Asian area in Carrollton. It's like Korean barbecue, Thai, Vietnamese, everybody from Asia was just like, Carrollton, Texas, that's where we want to be.
I thought it was, Arlington have a huge
Asian? They have a massive Asian. Yeah.
Like, where's the Asian market? Is that Arlington?
I don't know. Yeah. I just know I was driving one time, and then, boom, suddenly I was, like, in the middle of little, like, everything.
Little Asia.
Architecture.
Yeah.
It was just transported.
Mm, I we love should Asian be food.
Spending some real time down there.
We should.
Okay. Thai food is fantastic.
Thai food.
Oh, I like number 10, though. Tandy Thai.
Tandy Thai.
And the Colony. Honorable the Colony. Mention for Tandy Thai.
Honorable. Maybe.
Oh.
Just because of the name.
Oh, next this on the list.
This one's going to be rough.
Yeah,
this
I don't know about this one. Woo.
This one's going to create some divisions.
Oh, what?
We may okay, even have so to I've go heard. Past okay. number five on this
I've
week.
Not... Okay.
We
I'm
better
not,
do all
hold
10.
On.
Oh, well, there's more.
Hold on.
There's 12 of there's these 12. Big boys.
Yeah, but there was a number three that is extra close.
Okay, well, we're not going to skip to number three. So
okay.
let's tell the listeners what top 12 we are on food here.
BBQ.
BBQ.
Yeah, BBQ.
Let's go down that road a little bit.
Not to be confused with BBC.
No, definitely not. Yes.
Okay, I'm so, just saying.
Ruben is
wait,
not here today.
Wait a minute. So let me talk to y'all about barbecue.
I haven't been to.
We're about to get a lecture.
Mm. Actually, I've been to the fourth. But that's it. That's it. Of the whole
so
list.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
So I have ate a lot of barbecue mm-hmm. at a lot of different barbecue places.
You've made a lot of barbecue.
I have also made a lot of barbecue, yes.
Yep.
I don't know that I've right? ever been to a barbecue place that I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yes.
I've been this to a few.
Is
yeah.
I've always been to barbecue mm-hmm. places like now. This is better than maybe the last place I've been.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I got you.
You have Brisk, not been
brisket and then, is mm-hmm. now.
But $75 later.
Yes. Now, I've been to places where I'm like, okay, this sucks.
Yes.
But I've not ever been to barbecue places where I'm like.
Barbecue has become the new.
I can't even explain.
Lobster.
I've been to steak places where I'm like, this is blowing my mind.
Mm. Okay.
Barbecue, to me, I've just been like, yeah, it's good. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or it's shit.
Okay. Yeah.
I am surprised I've only heard of two. On this list.
Oh, which two?
All right. Let's start.
They have 12 to go through. Let's go through all of them because we have barbecue fanatics that listen to us.
Hashtag number 12, Outpost 360 Barbecue in Keller, Texas.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Nope. Let me see. Number 11.
It's a Colony. We're never going to go there.
Flat Rock Smokehouse Barbecue. Sorry. Never heard of you.
Okay. Plano. Lockhart Smokehouse Barbecue.
Nope.
I have Enough heard said. Of Lockhart, yes.
Number 9 I've heard of.
Pecan Lodge?
Yeah.
Or is it Pecan Lodge?
It's pecan because we're in goddamn Texas. Pecan.
Okay.
Number
well, the
8.
Wife's, the wife's
haven't
not
heard
too.
Of it.
Number 8's never heard of it.
Yep.
Danes
Craft Barbecue, Aledo, Texas.
D-A-Y-N-E.
Nope. That's Danes.
Okay.
Number 7.
What have you noticed about all of these so far?
They're in DFW.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff here, but when I think of Texas barbecue, DFW is not the Mecca.
Maybe it is.
Sure.
Look at this seems top 10.
Okay. Yes.
Well, you got to remember what the top, I researched, you see what it says up top?
Yes.
Top 10 around.
So yes.
I didn't say America.
Yes.
All right. Danes. All right. Now we're at number 7. Bricks Barbecue Fort Worth.
Never heard of it.
We're literally 20 minutes away. How have we never heard of Bricks?
I don't know, man.
It's weird. Slow Bone Barbecue, Dallas,
never
Texas.
Never heard of that.
That's
never.
What I call love thinking. Yeah.
Slow Bone. That's what I thought.
Maybe you ready to get slow boned.
Yeah. Hey, girl.
As I'm looking Doc in the eye.
Yeah. Number 5. 1050. 1050 Barbecue Richardson.
That might actually be pretty good.
I automatically want to go try that.
I know, right? Number 4, Woodshed Smokehouse. I've heard of this.
Yes, we have been there. It is a good place.
Like, I actually had lamb brisket there.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
And you can get some exotic stuff. And they have the whole fucking beef shank. You can get a cow leg.
Okay. So
that's
this
crazy.
This number 3 place, I have been there.
Okay.
And I had
somebody tell me this week I had to go there.
And I might say
it's the best.
It may be the best I've ever had.
Holy number 3. Shit.
Number 3.
Okay, so
the only thing that I compare it to, which is not on this list, which it should be, is our own city, state of Decatur, Texas barbecue joint.
But not even, it's not even a joint. There is no brick and mortar.
I know
there,
what you're talking about.
Well, so the number,
it's got two wheels.
So number three started out that way. Number three started out that way.
407.
Yes, 407 barbecue.
Okay, we need to go this
way. You just rent it.
Okay, so this is literally. This is literally in our backyard.
Yeah,
407.
Yeah,
I've been there many times.
Thanks for the invite.
Many times.
Did you get an invite?
No.
No, me neither.
Well, it's because my daughter played volleyball right across the street.
Well, we are like your daughter's family to us, so thanks for the invite.
You've been to volleyball games?
But I had somebody. I had a food distributor this week tell me. I had to go there.
You do have to go there. It's amazing. Yeah. It's good. It is very good.
407 barbecue.
Yes. But our barbecue shop.
Hashtag.
What is our barbecue shop called?
Gay Clap. No. Wait, sorry. 407 barbecue.
What the hell is it called?
North Texas Smoke.
North Texas Smoke.
Should be on the list.
Should be on the list.
By the way.
Should be on the list. But it's not.
Hashtag. North Texas.
But for sure, go try 407 barbecue, dude. I'm telling you, it's the shite.
Number two.
Number two.
Zavalia's.
Zavalia's
Grand
barbecue.
Prairie, again,
Grand
Dallas.
Prairie.
Yeah.
Dallas, yeah.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
I mean, is this telling us about the list?
Yeah.
I mean, they did pick 407.
Yeah.
Well, so.
There's some decent choices on
here. There's some decent choices.
Number one. Number let's one, just get through it and we can banter.
Number one is.
Hutchins
barbecue chain.
Never heard of it.
Locations around DFW.
Chain.
So what bothers me about this list, there is not one Hill Country barbecue joint on this. Austin, Round Rock.
Yeah, I mean, it's Central around DFW. So.
It literally says around DFW. There's not going to be Round Rock barbecue joints on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lano.
Oh, I see that now.
So this is just around DFW.
So when I was driving all around DFW, writing these places down, doing the receipt research that I had to do to find this.
It's like the social media polling that you were doing.
I did not drive to
just
Austin,
DFW.
Bro. Yes.
Right. Obviously, you had like plenty of Lanos, Livingston's.
Right.
You had plenty of those on the list.
For
but,
sure. But it wasn't DFW.
Because you were confining your research.
I knew we were going to
DFW.
Yes, because I knew we were going to do our homework and go to all the number ones for our listeners, and I did not want to drive to Round Rock.
We are dedicated to the cause.
We are.
All right, I'm moving on.
Yes.
What the hell are we looking at? No, we don't need to talk about this.
Oh, we do,
yes,
bro.
We do.
This might be the best one besides the last one.
Can I introduce this one?
You can,
my
friend.
Okay.
Let me get my ultra premium narrator voice.
Top five best number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Top.
I don't know what you're wanting to do. Best taco spots around DFW,
how could
Texas.
You,
how could you want to pass this up, dude?
Because it's all taqueria.
That's right. Tacos are the shit. And Decatur's best taco in Wise County is not on there.
No. That's why, I mean, obviously.
Are we considered
your
DFW?
Your research is flawed.
Which is, none of you cooks know.
Okay.
Geo Taco.
I was not going to say that.
Because you don't know.
What?
Geo Taco, bro.
Okay.
In our town of
Decatur.
It's in Decatur, Texas.
Okay.
It's right beside Holmes Auto Supply, or right in front of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a taco truck.
Seriously.
It's the best tacos you ever had in your life.
No way.
Outside of Primo's.
Sorry, Primo's.
Primo's has.
No.
I mean, Primo's is.
Stand
it's
the
good.
Test
no.
of time. Primo's has stood the test. They have been there for 28 years.
No.
And I'll talk about chilaquilas, you know, or whatever.
I will put up anything you want that you will go to Gio's Tacos and agree with me.
All right. You're taking me to lunch next week.
Okay. What's it going to be?
Anything.
What's
going to
be? What are you going to put up?
I will bet.
It's going to be a bottle of whiskey.
I will bet a bottle of whiskey that's the best tacos in Decatur, Texas, or Wise County.
Okay.
Shit. Evan Williams.
Is he telling us what we're supposed to do?
No, we're gambling.
A bottle of White Label.
I'm poor.
Evan
I can't
Williams.
Afford all right. much all right, like right, Evan
hold,
Williams.
Hold on.
Like,
all right,
that's
all
right. what
so
I
you,
can afford.
You and I are biased toward this competition. So we have Doc has to be there, and he has to make the call.
I like it. Because I also love Primo's, But Gio's Tacos.
So what Doc needs to know.
So Monday.
Doc does not get a bottle of whiskey for whatever decision is made. It's either you or I. So he cannot be biased in the decision made.
You know how Doc is. What? If we have a bottle of whiskey, he's going to drink it.
He'll probably open it, too.
Yes. While we're driving down the road.
Yeah, okay.
No, we don't do that.
I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't break the law.
All right. Back to the top five. Best taco spots around DFW.
They're all Dallas. What does it matter?
Dallas.
Plano, Frisco. Top five. Look at that. Top five is Chilangos,
Mommy, Resident.
No. Go number five.
Number five, Chilangos Tacos.
Chilangos. Number four,
Mommy Coco.
Mommy Coco, Dallas, Texas.
Resident.
Number three.
Resident.
No.
Is it Resident?
Resident.
Taqueria, Dallas, Texas.
Roll the R's.
El Come.
Number two.
El Come Taco.
El Como. El Come.
El Come.
El Come Tacos.
Okay, let's see.
And then number one, best taco spots.
No, it's not Revolver.
Revolver. I'm going to go with Revolver. Revolver. Taco
I've
Lounge.
I've heard of Revolver.
Okay, but look at this.
None of these other ones I've
look,
heard.
Look at the number one and read it. What is a Taco Lounge? Have you ever heard of Taco Lounge?
Yeah,
I like it.
I've heard Taco Shop, Taco Spot, Taco.
I'm not
this.
Here. So I'm seeing like bougie ass hipster taco place.
Taco Lounge.
That's not going to compete with Gio Taco.
Nothing will.
Right.
Okay.
In my opinion.
So like Gio
green
Taco.
Sauce.
When I think Mexican street food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made when by think, Mexicans.
Yes. Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Which
so
Doc
when
is
think,
a pro at?
So
he used to make them.
Okay, here's the gay ass, like little, like thumb and forefinger.
No offense to our gay listeners, we love you.
No offense.
Yeah, you got this.
Like not in the freight.
Like, when I think Revolver Taco Lounge,
Revolver?
I think like hipster bullshit.
Yeah, kind of get that vibe too. The name, the name implies it.
I may be wrong. It could be some like taco stand that has like
so.
Let me paint
a picture for
like
you.
The flags, like you know, like the little triangle.
But if that
flags,
was true, it wouldn't
like,
be Revolver. It'd be La Pistola.
Yeah.
And we know that from the sheriff's audio book that we're working on.
La Pistola.
The point. Go check it out.
There's a guy in the taco shop.
The female pistol.
Is this like a porno you're about to
No, let me throw this out there and see if I'm getting anywhere.
Hello, ladies.
Talking about jail?
There's a guy in the taco truck. Would you like to see my meat?
Would you like to try my meat? There's a dude in the taco shop. This is the guy. He's got long black hair.
It's Antonio Banderas, isn't it?
A small, not full mustache like myself's and Chance.
So like Korean mustache.
Yeah, real skinny.
Yeah.
Mustache.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
He's the got line. A button down shirt.
I don't know what's happening right now.
He's got a button down shirt unbuttoned. not buttoned at all. So his chest is sticking out.
Okay.
So he has chest hair.
No, he shaves it.
Is this like a Savage Bro gay fantasy?
He shaves.
I don't know where he's going.
He's got prickly chest hair. He shaves.
Okay.
He's got a pair of aqua blue shorts on.
Okay. Does he have slanty eyes?
No, he's Mexican.
Okay.
Racist.
You lost me,
maybe
bro.
He's not even Mexican.
I love Mexican and Asian people. I love them.
Yes. He's not even Mexican. He's Spanish.
Oh.
He's not Mexican.
Well, now Doc is paying attention.
He's got the aqua,
I know, right?
He's got aqua blue shorts on.
You've struck a gay chord.
And he's got no socks with Jesus cleats on.
Where is this going?
Leather sandals.
Where is this going?
Oh my gosh.
And he's cooking your tacos.
No socks.
That was supposed
with Jesus
leather.
Cleats on.
Jesus,
like, what are you?
Jesus cleats.
That's the most vivid description.
Okay, so you're talking about sandals.
No, those are flip flops. I'm talking about full blown like
leather straps.
Leather strapped.
Oh.
Sandals. Jesus cleats. That's what Jesus cleats is.
Okay.
Sandals.
Okay.
And he says, "Hello, Doc." That was kind of British.
I
Let me make your taco.
Dude, I'm eating that taco.
Yeah, I don't know where
I'm sticking that taco in my mouth.
That person might be schizophrenic. They're speaking to you in British and
Mexican. And he looks like that. That's what I think of.
He just picked the sexiest of like any characteristic.
Hello, Doc.
Hello, yeah. Doc.
Would you like your taco?
Not a bushy chest. Like Asian-y mustache.
Shaved his underarm hair.
But like long black hair.
Long black hair.
Yeah.
He just described Antonio Banderas in the Mexican series.
Maybe when he was like 19.
Did you like ripping chest muscles? Did you like?
No, he's not muscular.
I kind of like my dude's muscular.
I know, but that's not him.
Maybe he makes some good tacos. Yeah.
He sweats a lot, so he's skinnier.
Yeah, I'm out on sweating, man. He's in a food truck, Doc. I can't do dude sweat.
He's in a food truck.
That does not appeal to me.
All of our gay listeners have just jizzed their pants.
That's what I think of. That's what I think of when I hear taco lounge.
Why isn't this guy writing like romance novels?
Yeah,
I know.
All those adjectives that he just threw down for this Mexican man that's right. apparently bouncing around in his head.
We've had a gateway into Savage Bros fantasies. Yeah. I'm just saying.
This is it.
If you have a love novel that you would like us to audiobook for you,
we can do it.
Call us on the Doc Line.
Trust me, we can do it. We've narrated through some shit already. Some real shit. Okay, back to the
Taco Lounge.
To the list.
Taco Lounge.
Back to the motherfucking list.
That's right.
Oh my God. Okay, so we went through the top five, but the one that stands out to me is number nine being, number 11, Fuel City.
What?
It's a gas
station. Locations all over DFW.
Fuel City is a local gas station.
What the fuck?
And they are on the top.
What about number 10, though?
Either this list sucks.
Or Fuel City's got some banging tacos.
No, that's what's crazy is we could be up here making fun of these. This could be the greatest food ever.
You're the one that made the list.
The amount of research I've done, I literally have the top 10 bagel spots, bro. Hella research.
All right, bagels. Ooh, so
no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Well, we are. Look at number 7.
Sclafani's?
No.
I mean, come on.
Look at number seven.
Bike.
Bagelology? What?
Bro. Bagelology? And coffee.
What?
What's number 5, Doc?
I mean,
read
number 5.
Sclafani's. What? I can't even.
No, read the whole title.
I can't even say that.
That has to be the longest title of a place ever. Read it.
Their sign was
Sclafani's. New York bagels and sandwiches.
Very expensive sign for
this.
Awesome.
No, this is sounding like mall food court.
What's wrong with the mall?
Hey, what's wrong with
nothing
the mall,
wrong.
Bro?
I mean, I'm just saying, I spent a lot of time with the mall food court.
Yeah, I mean, we all did.
That's what it sounds like.
Hard working people there.
That's right. Abby's.
You got 16-year-olds.
You got Shugs.
They don't know what good food is. I'm just saying.
You got old Shugs up there? Okay. Shugs Bagel?
Number 2?
Maybe.
And then number 1.
Dan's.
And Trophy Club, which is right down the road.
I know,
so that's
right?
So we should go there.
That's an easy spot for us.
Yeah, we're going.
Yep, the old wife went to school there.
We don't have a choice. We're going to every number one. We've already said this.
Why did you do bagels? I can't figure this out.
Because it's a off-the-wall.
I mean, I could see Thai. I could see, like, tacos. I know you.
Yeah.
So, but I can't figure out why you did bagels.
Because it's off the wall. None of us have ever talked about, dude, these bagels. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to research something we would never go to.
Okay.
It's for the listeners, Doc.
Okay, valid point,
bro. It's for the listeners.
Okay, we're getting down to the last one before we get to our top 10.
I could even see sushi.
Okay, so this one I'm excited about. We may actually go to the top 3 ones of this.
Yeah.
I do. No, maybe I don't know.
Scroll down and let's look at
all
of them.
I
want to
see how many I know. Oh, okay. I do know that one. Oishi.
Our listeners don't know what you're talking about, bro.
So that we are looking at on our screen. Look at this, people. Just look at this screen.
Yeah.
Look at it. Look how beautiful it is.
Screen 4.
Yep. Screen 4.
Yeah, there it is.
Just
and
look
all
how great
it's
it is.
Blackness.
We are looking at the top 12.
to whale.
Whale. Best.
Did you just have a stroke?
Maybe.
Top to whale.
Best sushi places in and around DFW.
Yeah. Okay. So what are they doing?
And
top five?
Please, if you're listening to this, or if you are going to listen to this, if you disagree or you would like to say, hey, this number one is
just
better.
Call the doc line.
Call the doc line. Yeah. Put it on Facebook, X, Twitter.
We'll consider.
YouTube.
Fucking give us some feedback.
Give us some feedback.
Lazy,
you lazy bastards.
Thank you.
And we may go to your pick of number one versus all my research picks.
We want your feedback, people. Feedback. We want it.
Quit being lazy. And quit griping about all the stuff you want to gripe about on Facebook and just tell us where to go.
Griping about the stock market. Stop griping about politics. Let's talk about.
Let's get down.
Stop griping about furniture stores coming to your town. And just tell us.
Goddamn Aussie furniture, you shithole.
All right. Best top five sushi places around DFW, and number five is...
I'm getting hot.
Where the fuck is Princeton?
Princeton, Texas. No,
it's not a DFW name I'm Princeton. Familiar with.
I can't remember where it's at. I want to say Plano-ish.
It's got to be Eastern.
I've never heard of Princeton.
It's Plano-ish.
So we have a DFW city named Princeton?
We do. It's
where is Princeton, Texas?
I want to say Plano-ish.
Here it is on the map.
It is. Oh, it disappeared.
All
right, it is northeast Dallas.
Yeah, Plano-ish.
Okay.
It is. No, it's further. It's east of McKinney.
Plano-ish.
It's Allen, in between Frisco.
It's in between McKinney and Farmersville.
Yeah, like I said, Plano-ish.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Number four is Dallas, Texas of...
Uchi!
Which we
you don't say it like that.
How do you say it?
Uchi.
Uchi. We have been told about this place.
I'm sorry. I brought so much shame to family.
Uchi.
We have been told about this place, but I don't think we've been there, correct?
We have not been to Uchi.
All right. So I might have to try that. Number three, Plano, Texas.
I'm not going to even try to.
Somebody, please.
No, it's E-B-E-S-U.
You can't just spell it, Doc.
Ibuso.
No, it's all capital letters.
Ibuso, Robata, and Sushi.
Okay,
sushi. So what
I
is...
I think the Japanese just make up words.
What is Robata? Because it's and Sushi.
Abesu, Robata, and Sushi.
We're going to have to Google that, folks.
I think it's...
Or if you know what that is, folks... Post it on our Facebook page.
Okay, number two is hard, but I got it.
Number two is hard. Sometimes it is hard. They make a substance that you can take to soften it up, the number twos.
A laxative?
All right, number one.
Okay, that was gay,
folks,
but I like it.
Number one in Fort Worth.
No. What? Number two. He didn't get to announce it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No, he did not.
Yeah. Ubisusu, Robata, Sushi.
No, it's number...
Oh, that's number three. My bad.
You're cut off.
Yeah.
Mr. Mass.
Mr. Max.
That's not what that says.
Mr. Max.
Mr. Max. But look at that. Multiple locations.
Mr. Max.
And I've never heard of it once.
Never heard of Mr. Max at all. I think that's made up.
I think it is too.
I think we crossed thresholds into an alternate universe.
We're going to find out, though.
Yeah.
See a sushi place named Mr. Max, I'm not going.
I mean, true.
But why?
Except for now.
Except for now.
Number two.
Yeah.
Bro.
So if you see a Mr. Max sushi place,
you're gonna go
tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds like
you're gonna stop.
That sounds like an 80s house.
No. Just because we talked about it, you're gonna stop.
That sounds like an 80s household appliance name.
Mr. Max.
Mr. Max.
Mr. Max.
No, Mr. Max.
Mr. Max.
Mr. Max.
Okay. Number one.
Number one, Fort Worth, Texas again.
I got it. Hasayuki Hanroba.
Say that again slower.
Hasayuki Hanroba.
What the fuck?
All right, I'm going to try mine. Okay, here we go.
Hasayuki Hanroba.
In stupid English. Hatsui Yukai Hand Droll Bar. Hatsui Yukai Hand Droll Bar.
No. Hasayuki.
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 Hand Droll Bar.
Hanroba.
So do you think they have sushi? Do you think they have sushi there?
If we ever had a chance of any
Japanese fans, it's a sushi place.
I think it's a sushi bar, right?
Shot to hell.
They would agree with me. Hasayuki.
Hasazuki. Hasazuki.
Stop before we go to the vault.
Hatsuki. Hatsuiki.
Oh, we're never going to make it to Japan.
No, you might be right, bro.
Hatsuiki. Hatsuiki. Hatsuki.
All right, we're moving on. On the last is Oishi, and I have heard of Oishi.
Yes, me too. Multiple locations.
Now, here's a surprising one. Number 10 is Kura Revolving Sushi Bar. And
what's that mean?
You actually said that correct, bro.
Yeah.
I'm Kura.
Part Japanese. Haven't you seen my left eye?
Kura.
That's your daughter, Kura.
Kura.
Revolving.
You've never been to a revolving sushi bar?
No, what is that?
It's just like you sit next to a thing and it's on a conveyor and there's little places.
Yeah, okay, I see that. Right, scroll down.
No, that was all.
No, there's one more. I want to look at.
There's no more. I'm scrolling.
I want. There's one more sushi place. I want to look at number 11. Doc, go.
I can't even see that. Nami no Hana.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Your interpretation, Savage?
Nami no Hana. Nami no Hana. All right, here we go. Nam in Ahana.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
All right, folks, it is the moment you have all been waiting for, and then we better get our asses to bed.
Yep. This is the one that started it all. When I started diving down the deep, deep, dark rabbit hole.
I'm so excited for this.
Of top tens. This is the one.
Started calling people around the Metroplex.
No, I visited places, bro. I went hunting people down for this one.
I'm so excited.
We knew the top three.
Okay. We are doing all.
I think we should.
Well, this doesn't even have, this is just like, this is where you go. There's no. Numbers.
There's no ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. So this.
Why did you not rank this, bro?
Well, it's hard. It's hard to rank them.
But no. Number one is not difficult.
Technically, it is ranked.
Number one is not difficult.
Yeah. Technically, it is ranked.
I think you're biased, bro.
All right. So here we go.
Top 10 or top.
I would put the top three up against the top one any day.
Any day. I would put the top, the rest of them versus that one.
Top three is top 12.
No, what's it say up top? What's it say up top? Scroll up. What's it say up there? Best steakhouses around DFW, and there are 12 of them.
There are 12, I counted.
We're going to start from the bottom.
That third one is great.
Okay, we're going to start from the bottom.
The first one is award.
It's great. The first one is the best. It's great, too.
Okay.
Okay, I've heard number four is awesome.
All right. Number 12.
I'm glad that I have been to most of them.
Most of them, yes. But number 12, 1845, Taste of Texas, Flower Mound, Texas.
Never been to.
Me neither.
Never heard of it.
None of us.
Never heard of it. Never been.
So maybe we have to try that.
We have to.
It doesn't sound like a steakhouse to me.
I mean, yes. Taste Texas, it kind of does.
Yeah, I don't know. Bar Ranch, Plano, Texas, number 11.
Yep. Okay.
Never heard of it.
I think we should try to hit up all the ones we have not hit up before.
100%. Yeah.
Bob's Steakhouse.
Multiple locations.
Multiple locations.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty Grapevine, good. Downtown pretty good. Fort Worth. It's okay. Atmosphere to me is a little too elegant, a little too formal, a little too quiet.
Is Bob's the one where they're all dressed in white?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I mean, it's okay. It's nice. It's just not us, dude.
It's not us. Okay, number 10.
Rick's Chop House.
I've never heard of it. I've been to Rick's Cabaret. Is that the same?
Something's getting chopped up in the back. And there's little white lines,
Rick's Chop House, McKinney, Texas. Never heard of it. We should go there.
Never been, never heard of it.
This next one I have heard of.
Number three. I've heard of it.
Yep. Never been there.
No, number three.
Three Forks, Frisco, Texas.
I've heard of it.
I've never been there. I've been. Yep. Nope.
This next one I have been to and I love.
Apparently, it's great.
So to me, their wine selection is better than their steak selection.
I've heard their seafood selection is better than their steak selection.
Right. Which is Perry's Steakhouse and Grill.
Okay, so there's more. Okay. The only one that we've been to is in South Lake. I didn't know there was more.
I didn't either.
It's a good steakhouse.
It is.
However,
it's a good food house.
Yeah.
Because like you.
Yeah.
As I remember, the atmosphere is a little too formal for me.
Yeah, okay.
I remember it. You thought it was formal? Yeah. I just remember like white.
Nah.
We need to go back.
We do need to go back. Mm-hmm. But I don't. I
good
don't
steak.
Know. It was all right. I thought it was more of a good food place in general.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
okay.
they have a gotcha. Lot of good stuff there.
Right. Seafood was good.
Steaks, meh. But right. not anywhere near number ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I gotcha. Number three.
But their wine
two,
selection. Their wine one. Selection at Perry's is amazing.
I would say 3, 2, and 1 is actually pretty accurate.
Yeah, right, we're gonna find out.
I think so, but we're getting there.
All right. So what are we, okay. where are we at?
Next this one.
Number 8?
I don't
number
know.
Nine. No, 6.
This is one. Yeah, all right. 6.
Is that
somewhere,
6?
Somewhere in there. I've never heard of this one.
Town
okay,
Hearth.
I've
Town
Hearth. Honestly, I've heard it's great.
Really?
Town Hearth?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
How have you heard of it?
Mm-mm. Just through people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've heard it's great.
Know nothing about it, though, other than you have heard it's great.
Correct.
We literally know nothing.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I like that, though. Our next place, we don't know where we're at, is...
Albernaz.
Albernaz, locations around DFW. Never heard of it.
Yeah, that's two words. Albernaz.
Albernaz. Never heard of it.
Albernaz.
I think I've heard of it, but I've not been.
Yeah. I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Next at number 4, Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse.
I have heard never of this heard place. Of I have I've heard. Not, okay. Never been.
Not been either. I've heard of it.
Yep.
God, we got to get around.
Okay, here we go. Place. Here we go, folks. Yep. Here we
next,
go.
And this is the top three.
Number 3.
Is the next top 3.
I love this place.
You two have you have it. Been to the third the
yes.
top 3.
It's
have,
one of my favorites.
Yes. Yeah, I have not been.
I have,
not
I have
been.
Also been.
Because you two cucks didn't invite me.
That's cool.
But I have not been yet, damn. Which we
did
need
you,
to go.
Did you get it?
Fingers are getting a little swollen.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
Oh,
alcoholism.
All that yeast in that alcohol. Got a
get
yeast
some
infection.
Sourdough bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, some sourdough. Yeah. This is some funky sourdough,
all right,
too.
So,
yeah,
like I said.
Right.
Hold on. Let them.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Let them.
Look at that bread,
let them wonder a little longer.
I
we're in the top
aged
3.
Aged it an extra day.
It tastes like it.
Yeah.
A little Fremunda.
Yeah.
Down under.
Yeah.
A little Fremunda down under going on in this one. Man, I wish we could get around to this top 3, but we got bread to eat.
Yeah, you got to dip it in that bowl of goodness.
Ooh, look at that. God.
We're down to like the juicy.
You see look how that clings on there.
I mean, look at that.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. You know where camera is. Yes. Can't see it.
Well, you're dripping it all over the...
All over the keyboard.
If we catch on fire, it's your fault.
Boom.
Number 3
mm-hmm.
best steakhouse in DFW, around mm-hmm. DFW, is, who wants to say it?
Nick and Sam's.
Nick and Sam's.
It's very, a wonderful place.
It's a really cool place.
Yeah.
And I have to give credit where credit is due, all the credit to my wife on this one because she found it.
Mm-hmm.
We took her mom there for her birthday, and that place absolutely slapped.
I thought he was about to say something.
No, slapped.
Slapped.
Yep.
I mean, so young.
I'm trying to appeal to the youth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll
the
talk
youths.
About number 2.
I'm trying to appeal to the youths.
Okay, so.
No.
We're not there yet.
We're not talking about
we're
that
not,
yet.
We're
still talking
done.
About Nick and Sam's.
We're not done.
I actually, at Nick and Sam's, okay, atmosphere, 9 out of 10.
Yes.
Very cool, fun, lively. Yes. Artistic, lot going on. They have a rainbow multi-layered cake that's a big deal there. One for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Not that rainbow.
Not that rainbow.
Not
different
rainbow.
Different rainbow.
You remember when the rainbow was just fun?
God's rainbow.
God's rainbow. Yeah, there you go. God's yes. rainbow.
Rainbows
yeah.
are fun. I don't care who you are.
They bring out a board with all the steaks yep. they have for the night, like all the cuts they have, and like
yes.
here you go.
Hashtag rainbows are fun.
Hashtag rainbows mm-hmm. are fun.
Hashtag God's rainbow.
When I was at Nick and Sam's. And okay, quality of steak, also 9 out of 10.
Yes, agreed.
9 out of 10. That means there's only one more steak better than that.
You're goddamn right. And we're getting to that.
I don't know if
anyways,
you know your.
When I was at Nick and Sam's,
right, you're a little biased.
Oh, we all are. when I was at Nick and Sam's, I got bumped into Ric Flair. I got bumped into by
like
Ric
that
Flair.
Ric
yes.
Flair.
I don't. Yeah,
Ric
okay.
Flair. That Ric Flair. Yeah,
hardcore.
I didn't know who it was. But
I don't know what that means.
He was walking behind me and bumped, and some dude's like, "Oh, it's Ric Flair," and I'm like, "Who the fuck's Ric Flair?" And everybody's like, "It's the guy on the meme."
I don't know who you're talking about, dude.
You don't know who Ric Flair is?
No, I don't know who Ric Flair is.
Are you serious
Are
right
you
now?
Serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Are you, like, really serious?
All right, I'm serious, serious.
That's the last episode you'll ever hear from us.
The Whiskey Bros are shutting it down.
We're looking for a new Whiskey Bro.
Here, just put it on camera off. Four.
God, no.
Yeah. How do you not know who Ric Flair is,
I don't know who
bro?
Ric Flair is.
He's a wrestler.
Who the fuck is Ric Flair?
He's a wrestler.
Oh.
WWE, F.
I mean,
all
so,
the Fs.
So
all
my
W's.
Family was a little more highbrow than that.
Oh, I know.
We didn't watch wrestling.
See if that keyboard in front of you works.
Sometimes we had our
keyboard.
See, the, see if that one works. Okay, it does. Type in Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Okay.
Let me just Google it. It'll be quicker if I just Google it. Nobody can see that freaking screen.
No,
anyway.
But Doc can, and we don't have to pass him the phone.
So I'm gonna Google it. It'll tell us.
Ric Flair. That dude.
Yeah,
I don't have.
You still don't know
who
him?
That is.
Are you serious?
I don't know who that is.
Are you freaking serious right now?
That's blaspheme, Doc.
I mean. Who's that dude?
That's Ric Flair as an old man, but I'm trying to find.
I mean, looks a little funky to me.
See, I'm trying to find a young Ric Flair. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, that dude. Who watched this shit?
Oh, everyone.
Wow.
Woo.
Y'all used to watch this shit.
Yeah, that was his thing.
Wow.
Yeah, that was his thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Number two is great.
Knife Steakhouse.
Knife Steakhouse.
Okay, so this was actually the top ranked burger in the U.S. And I've had the burger.
At Knife?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was fucking fantastic. But so it's a great steakhouse.
You didn't
too.
Have the steak.
Yes.
Yes, you did have the steak?
Yes. Yes. But the hamburger? Took the cake.
Well, then there's no way in hell that could be the number two steak if you're telling me the hamburger took over the steak.
Agreed. The hamburger is great.
Okay.
Just saying.
But we're talking about steakhouses.
Talking about steak, dog.
It's a great steakhouse that produces a hamburger.
That doesn't make sense to
on
me.
That colossal disappointment. it's time to announce number.
We're not even going to tell you number one.
Oh, the wind is out of my sails.
It's done. Let's talk about tacos.
You're biased,
again.
Bro. You're biased.
I am so excited to announce the
We've
number
spent
one.
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
At
literally.
This place.
Thousands.
Literally thousands.
Every year.
Literally, it's good. It's
maybe,
good.
Maybe. Yeah,
obviously.
Maybe tens of thousands.
Mm. Maybe.
If we were to do the math,
it's a lot.
Maybe tens of thousands of dollars at this glorious.
Are we ready to do this? Are we ready to let people know?
I mean, okay, us and our Brobanians.
Brobanians. Brobanians.
That's it. You don't even have to put the poll up anymore.
Whiskey Brobanians.
The Brobanians, bro.
The Brobanians.
Bro, bro, are you a Brobanian?
I like it.
Okay.
The Brobanians.
All right, are we ready
spoken.
To do this?
Tens of thousands
I swear
of
to God.
Dollars.
Yeah. Tens of thousands, because usually we take about
the course of years.
12 to 25 people there a year with us. Mm-hmm. So I would say tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Brobanians.
What did we spend there? We helped
keep the lights on.
What did we spend there last July? Alone?
Oh, dude, it was
4,000,
like 6,500.
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
So I'm going to go ahead and say it's safe to say tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely.
Number one steakhouse.
Are we ready?
Around DFW.
Oh, should we do a countdown and all say it at the same time?
No, everybody knows this.
Everybody. If you know us, you already know it.
Or at this point, do we just say good night?
On that note, good night. Psych.
It's the best.
I'm not going to say it.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I'm not going to say it.
Papa's Bros Steakhouse.
Papa's
Bros Steakhouse in Dallas. Yeah. Worthy of the number one title. Steak,
100%.
Atmosphere,
everything.
Drinks, lobster bisque, which they will tell you they don't have, but they do.
It's good.
Can't tell people that.
I didn't. Didn't say nothing.
Cigars. They have cigars there too.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Private dining rooms. Great staff.
What is that called? The cellar room.
You can literally sit in the wine cellars.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But the staff, the attentiveness, the kitchen, everything is 10 out of 10.
12 out of 10.
Yeah, 12 out of 10. This restaurant,
pretty decent.
This restaurant goes to 12.
Does. Old fashioned's amazing.
You're biased, bro.
They give you metal toothpicks.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they are. Something like that. In your old fashions.
Yeah. Well, it's in a rough part of Dallas, so those could also double as a weapon.
As a weapon if you need.
On your way out.
Yes, but it is the best.
And then
people.
If you just happen to want to stop by a strip club on your way home.
They're not far away.
They're not far away.
Those are not Whiskey Bros tested nor Whiskey Bros approved. So
but
attend at your own risk.
We are going to call you straight up retarded liars. If you disagree with us, post it on our Facebook. Tell us a better steakhouse.
Probably go ahead and unfollow us and unsubscribe too.
Yeah, you're probably a vegan. But if you think there's a better steakhouse than Papa Bro's Steakhouse out there,
I mean,
we will try it and we will call you a liar.
Y'all are sounding psycho. I'm just saying.
Why?
I mean, because you're like, okay, there's no other, but There's obviously some others.
There's
a whole list of others.
There are a whole list of others.
That's not what we're saying.
But there is no other.
We're saying is there if you think there's one.
I mean,
better,
Nick and Sam's was fucking great. I was blown away.
Better than Papa Bros?
I mean, it was up there, I won't lie.
I'm gonna have to go.
You know some that didn't make the list though.
What?
Like, Steak and Shake?
Well, they got a good burger. What a homo. Ruth's Chris?
True.
Yeah, is it?
It's okay.
Decent,
it's okay.
Decent,
but it's not Nick and Sam.
Decent, but predictable. Like it's a chain.
I feel like it probably should have made.
It might be a Perry's. You know, it's on that level.
I feel like it probably should have made the list.
Yeah. Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's probably should have made the list.
And who names their fucking restaurant after two first names? Hey, would you like to come have a steak at Chance and Brad's? What about Heath's and Trance's?
I mean, it sounds good.
I would eat there.
Yeah.
Okay. Chance and Brad's.
There is Nick and Sam's, which is also two first
Nick
names.
Nick and Sam's.
I did.
Papa and
Can
Bruce.
I retract that statement?
I mean, is it?
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to eat crow and retract that statement.
It's never going to go away.
Let me ask you this.
It's history now.
Yeah.
Do you think we like the number one steakhouse because we have so much in common with it?
Yes.
No, I think it's because we spent so much money there.
Could be that.
And it's everything. It is everything. It's food. It's atmosphere.
Everything.
It's the staff. It's fucking everything.
Like, I've been to a lot of steakhouses.
Cool. I mean, it's fucking great.
It is.
Fucking great.
And I've been to a lot of steakhouses. I've been to a lot of restaurants. I've been to a lot of bars.
Sure.
I've been around Golden Corral. I've been around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
The staff at that place alone.
Cool. So attentive.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, if you needed your ball sack shined,
they may
probably offer that.
They may find somebody to do that.
I mean, they did it for you.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's me, though.
Yeah, true.
Also missing from the list,
awesome.
Capital Grill, which gets
apparently that's good.
Gets meh.
No, I've never been there.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meh. One that is missing from the list that does not get meh marks from. Marks
Talk to
me.
Your bro.
What
he made the
say?
List.
I didn't make it.
Is Del Frisco's.
I created it.
Del Frisco's.
We talked about
Del Frisco's is a chain. but it's a damn good one.
Is it good steak.
Del Frisco's a chain, bro. Yeah.
Really?
There's another one down there by Del Frisco's in downtown Fort Worth.
That's the Grill.
Grace.
No, but I've heard good things about that.
Are you talking about another restaurant?
Yeah.
There's the Little Red Wasp. Capital Grill, Roots Chris.
That Little Red Wasp is good. Roots Chris,
that's what I'm thinking of.
It's good, not for steak.
Okay.
What? Right? Like Little Red Wasp?
I've not seen this place.
Not a great steak, but
you don't go there for a steak.
It's good.
Yeah.
What is that?
American cuisine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hipster.
Yeah. I'd fit in real well there.
Yeah?
All right, folks. You got it. Our top 10, top 12, I don't know, yeah. Whatever these are, whatever these resolved out to be,
We're not done, people. We're going to go with the top 10s.
Okay.
But we're not done with the number ones.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to put the number ones
to the test.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're all committed. going against each other.
This is what we're going to do, boys. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to every top number one before, because we always go to Papa Bros in July.
Yes.
So we're going to make a commitment to our listeners that we're going to go to every one of the number ones on our lists before this coming up July.
I like it.
Okay.
That's a good commitment.
You heard it.
You heard it here.
We all three have to be in attendance, and possibly Ghost Bro if he's
He'll be with us when we go to Papa Bros for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He don't miss that one.
In spirit, though.
He's always with us in spirit.
Yeah,
and some of these are in Plano where he's...
Like, the guy is alive. Just so our listeners know, he's alive. He's not dead.
I was just going to say, I wish he were alive.
I ruined that for you, didn't I?
yes.
Time to sign off?
Now I want a steak.
I think it's time to sign off.
All right.
Let's go eat.
We love you guys. Not let's go eat.
All the above. Yes. We love you. Let's go eat. let's drink a little more whiskey.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in. Good night.
Is this a new hard drive?
You've been listening to the Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
Convivir con los hermanos Whiskey.